Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Samne Janmashtami hai. Aur uske baad ek aur mahotsav jo hamara pariksh mein Janmashtami se aur bhi mahatvapurna hai. Wo mahotsav kya hai? Srila Prabhupada ki Shri Vyasa Puja. Visheshkar ham jo paschatya deshom lecha deshom me janma liya the to hamare visheshkar ham ke liye satyam satyam maho satyam hai ki guru ke bina krishna ki कृपा प्राप्त करने की कोई शक्यता नहीं है. गुरु कृष्ण कृपा वही बात तो दूर रहेगी. तो कृष्ण कौन है? कृष्ण वो ये नाम तो पाश्चात्य देश के लोग तो कभी नहीं सुने. श्रील प्रभुपाद का प्रचार पराक्रम के पहले तो इसलिए विशेषकर हम जो मैं जो दीन हीन मूर्ख क्षुद्र इत्यादि हूँ तो मेरा विचार में जन्माष्टमी से और भी महत्वपूर्ण है Srila Prabhupada ka smaran aur seva mahotsav Shri Vyasa Puja. To wo upalaksh mein agar samay ho mahotsav mein main ek kirtan gaunga jo sabke paas hai.
Anybody who doesn't have this?
तो मैं भी आज पहली बार गाता हूँ. अभी अभ्यास होगा. इस कीर्तन में बहुत ही सरल वचनों में श्री सनातन दास, सनातन गोस्वामी नहीं एक और सनातन दास, बहुत सरल शब्दों में प्रकाश करते हैं तो कैसे गुरु कृपा की आवश्यकता है कृष्ण भक्ति में. तो गुरु तत्व संक्षेप में और सरलता से इस बहुत ही सुंदर कीर्तन में प्रकाशित होते हैं. तो अभी हम गाएंगे और अनुवाद करने का आवश्यकता नहीं होगा. लगते वो बहुत सरल भाषा है. सबके पास संशीत है. आश्रय करिया भंग श्री गुरु चरण जहाँ होते मिले भाई कृष्ण प्रेम धन. निष्ठा लगी नंद शुद्ध हरी Bhavane Pakasham Guru Padhari. Ekari jano, Guru Agahi Desha, Guru Agahi Desha, Shakta Kali Mano. Shakta Gyane Guru Bhakti Jaha Vishas, Avashata Hoi, Vajabhume Bhas. Prati Guru Devan Parasana Kano Vignesha Ho Nahi Hoy Avasana
Prati Guru Devan Parasana
Kano Vignesha Ho Nahi Hoy Avasana Krishna Rashta Haile Guru Rakhi Bhare Pare Guru Rashta Haile Krishna Rakhi Bhare Nare Guru Mata Guru Pita Guru Hanpati Guru Bina E Samsare Nahi Ar Gati
Guru Mata Guru Pita Guru
Guru Pada Padar, Guru Pada Padar Rahe Janishtha Bhakti, Jagathari Teshe Dhare Mahashakti.
Guru Pada
Guru Pad Padde Nitya Jekare Bandana Shire Dhari Bandi Amita Charana Tasya Gyanam Jana Shalakaya Takshu Niritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityananda. Namaste Saraswata Deva Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyade Shatari. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Shri Varshabhanavi Devi Dayataya Kripabdhaya Krishna Sambandha Vigyana Dayane Prabhave Namaha Madhur Yojvala Premardhya Shri Rupa Noga Bhaktira Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtiye Dina Tarine Rupa Noga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dhanta Harine Namo Gaura Kisharaya Sakshad Vairagya Murtiye Vipralambhara Sambhote Padam Bhujayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanoga Varayate Gauravi Bhava Bhumes Twam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priyaha Vaishnava Sarva Bhuma Sri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Atapara Kamalam Shri Guru Navaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Purijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
One request, please put your mobiles on silent and mothers to take care of the children. The children are very noisy, I request you to move to that section with your kids.
Hare Krishna. You're saying in English, I'm saying in Hindi. What should it be? English, Hindi?
Hindi. Anybody who doesn't understand Hindi, koi nahi samajh,
English. English. I got koi angrezi nahi samajhta hai. Jarasa hat uthai. Just say hum samajh lenge. Meri Hindi nahi samajhta hai. Isliye koi hat uthai nahi uthata. Everyone understands English.
I think you prefer Hindi.
We should have a factoidal exposition of the relevant sampling exegesis. English? English. So jo bhi bhasha bolte ho, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Bolun or shuki hon. तो आज का विषय क्या है? आज का विषय है कृष्णा और क्या? और कुछ नहीं. कृष्णा माता, कृष्णा पिता. पिता हमसे जगत है, माता धाता पिता महा. वेद्यम वेद्यम पवित्र मंकार रक्षामा यज्ञे बचा. Smriti Shakti agar nahi ho to kom se kom Krishna yehi naam smaran karo. Jeevan ka antim samay mein agar kraw kraw shloka smaran hote hai lekin Krishna naam ka smaran nahi hote hai to sab faltu hote hai. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare
Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna Naam को पूरा विश्वास करके श्रील प्रभुपाद पाश्चात्य देश जाके उनकी असीम कृपा से सबको कृष्ण नाम परिवेशन किया। जब श्रील प्रभुपाद अकेले न्यूयॉर्क शहर में प्रचार किए थे तो उस समय एक युवक मनुष्य रॉबर्ट नेल्सन उसका नाम था, उसकी बुद्धि ज्यादा नहीं थी, ये सब श्रील प्रभुपाद लीलामृत में है ये सब वर्णन, तो बड़ा शिक्षित नहीं था, बुद्धिमान नहीं था, काम भी नहीं करता था, लेकिन जैसे तैसे हो श्रील प्रभुपाद के प्रति कुछ आसक्ति थी। तो उसने कहा कि एक बार स्वामी जी, उस समय सब प्रभुपाद को स्वामी जी बोले, वो प्रभुपाद ये नाम, तो उस समय प्रभुपाद और इस्कॉन तो ये सब तो भविष्य में थे। तो एक बार स्वामी जी मुझको एक छोटा सा कागज दिया और उसमें लेख था, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे। और स्वामी जी इतने हंसते थे जैसे ये नाम तो उस समय प्रभुपाद और इस्कॉन तो ये सब तो भविष्य में थे। तो एक बार स्वामी जी मुझको एक छोटा सा कागज दिया और उसमें लेख था, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे। और स्वामी जी इतने हंसते थे जैसे मतलब उनका मुस्कान इतना सा था कि जैसे मुझको पूरा दुनिया दे रहे थे, रॉबर्ट नेल्सन का मंतव्य था। तो नहीं समझ गए कि ये हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र पूरा दुनिया से और भी बड़ा है। हिरण्यकशिपु तो केवल दुनिया का मालिक नहीं था, तो पूरा विश्व उसका वश में था। तो फिर भी एक सेकंड में नृसिंहदेव का अद्भुत नखों से खत्म हो गया। और एक दिन इस पूरा दुनिया पूरा विश्व पूरा खलास हो गया। तो लोग इतना संघर्ष करते हैं, प्रतियोगिता करते हैं, तो यही भूमि मेरी है, मैं बड़ा व्यापार करता हूं, तो नहीं समझते कि वो दिन आएगा जिसमें दुबई अमेरिका रशिया तो सब देश पूरा दुनिया और पूरा विश्व जल जाएगा आग में, ये विश्व में क्या होगा, भविष्य में क्या होगा, ज्योतिष से हम गिन सकते हैं क्या होगा, लेकिन ज्योतिष से देखने का कोई आवश्यकता नहीं है, हम शास्त्र से पता मिलते हैं कि पूरा जगत का प्रलय होगा, वो दिन आएगा। तो उसके पहले हमारा खुद का प्रलय होगा, कई प्रकार का प्रलय है, एक ही नित्य Artat sadaiva. Sharia nash hone wale hai. Sadaiva. Har kshan mein adhunik vigyan bhi swikar karte hai ki sharir mein asankhya anu hai. Aur har kshan mein hazar hazar anu mar jate. Hum nahi dekhte. Hum aina mein dekhte nahi. Bahut acha dekhta hoon. लेकिन धीरे धीरे काल का प्रभाव से वो सुंदर मुख तो असुंदर होते हैं. एक बॉलीवुड की एक प्रसिद्ध नायिका थी रेखा उसका नाम. तो आजकल उसका फोटो तो सिनी क्या बोलते हैं सिनी ब्लिट्स ऐसे पत्रिका में नहीं देखते. तो अभी उसका मुंह में बहुत रेखा है ना. तो ये भगवान की दया है. तो बुद्धिमान मनुष्य और नारी भी आईना से समाचार मिलते है कि मेरा प्रलय का दिन आ रहा है. और मूर्ख लोग तो ब्यूटी पार्लर जाते हैं मड पैक लगाते हैं वो सब रेखा निकालने के लिए. लेकिन काल का प्रभाव से रेखा निकाल होने वाली है. मतलब रेखा वो नायिका जो है इस वो शरीर से चले जाएगी. तो प्रलय होगा. शरीर का प्रलय अनु का प्रलय और विश्व का आधा प्रलय होते है. हर मनवंतर में 14 मनु है. इंद्रदेव का एक जीवन है और ब्रह्मा जी का हर दिवस का अंत में एक प्रलय है. और पूरा प्रलय होते है ब्रह्मा जी का मरण का समय. लेकिन जो कृष्ण का एक बार इस मानव जीवन में यदि हम कृष्ण का स्मरण करते हैं तो हमारा प्रलय हमारा बारंबार पुनरापि जननम पुनरापि मरणम पुनरापि जननी जठरे शयनम वो बार बार प्रलय होना का प्रलय होगा. टू नेगेटिव्स इन मैथमेटिक्स -1 × -1 = +1. तो भगवान कृष्ण का स्मरण करने से प्रलय का प्रलय होते. अर्थात जन्म कर्म चमे दिव्यम एवं यो वेति तत्वतः त्यक्त्वा देहं पुनर्जन्म नैति मामेति सर्वजन. तो श्रील प्रभुपाद इसी बात को पूर्ण विश्वास करके पाश्चात्य देश जाके सबको हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जाप और कीर्तन करना का प्रचार किया है. और श्रील प्रभुपाद की कृपा से उनकी बलवती इच्छा से आजकल दुबई में भी और दुनिया में लगभग सभी देश में इस हरे कृष्ण कीर्तन चलते हैं. जय श्री प्रभुपाद. Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki jai. Shri Janmashtami Mahotsav ki jai. Usse aur bhi Mahatma Purna Srila Prabhupada ki Vyasa Puja Mahotsav ki jai. Kya bal hai yahi sabal mein ki aur duniya mein lagbhag sabhi desh mein is Hare Krishna kirtan chalte hain. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki jai. Shri Janmashtami Mahotsav ki jai. Usse aur bhi Mahatma Purna Srila Prabhupada ki Vyasa Puja Mahotsav ki jai. Kya bal hai yahi sabal mein ki Janmashtami Mahotsav se Srila Prabhupada ki Vyasa Puja aur bhi Mahatma Purna hai. तो यही बाल है कि वो बांग्लादेशी लोग जानते हैं ये वचन कृष्ण रुष्ट होइले गुरु राखी बारे पारे गुरु रुष्ट होइले कृष्ण राखी बारे नारे अनेक बंगाली कम से कम ये प्यारा जानते प्यारा का मतलब बंगाली श्लोक जैसे गुरु रुष्ट Krishna Rishta Hoyle Guru Krishna Rishta Hoyle Guru Raki Bare Pare Guru Rishta Hoyle Krishna Raki Bare Nare Nare ka matlab kar sakte lekin nahi karte Bhagwan Krishna sab kuch kar sakte lekin Bhagwan Krishna swayam kehte hai Sadhavam hridayam mahyam sadhanam hridayam toham madanyatena jananti nahang tebyo managapi. Sadhu jan mera hriday hai. Aur mai sadhu jan arthat bhagjan ke hriday hoon. Kaise? Kyunki sadhu jan mujhke alawa kuch bhi nahi jante hai. Aur mai bhi mere bhaktoon ke bina kuch bhi nahi jante. तो हृदय का मतलब ऐसे ही वो जो हार्ट ऑपरेशन होते हैं जिसमें खून है वो उसका मतलब नहीं है वो साधु जन का हृदय है कृष्ण हृदय का मतलब जो प्राण जैसे प्रिय और प्राण से और भी प्रिय है वो हृदय बोलते हैं तो कृष्णा भगवान का हृदय है साधुजन और साधुजन का हृदय है कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कुछ प्रश्न है मंतव्य है कुछ बोलना चाहते हैं हे कृष्ण Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kuch prashna hai, mantavya hai? Kuch bolna chahte hai? हमारा सत्संग बढ़ते हैं नया नया भक्त है नित्यानंद की कृपा से चैतन्य मिलते हैं तो नित्यानंद प्रसाद अर्थात कृष्ण नित्यानंद कृपा से चैतन्य भी आया है नित्यानंद प्रसाद से चैतन्य प्रसाद मिलते हैं Hare Krishna. तो आप सब गृहस्थी है या गृहस्थी होने वाले तो शांति में रहो गृहस्थ जीवन में और कृष्ण भक्ति करो और कृष्ण भक्त बनाओ. ये संतानों को उत्पत्ति देने से एक प्रकार भक्त बनाना है. So like this. हम दो कृष्ण भक्ति में है और हमारे दो तीन चार पांच जितने भी हो अगर कृष्ण भक्ति में हो तो कोई नुकसान नहीं. ये प्रचार है हम दो हमारे दो, लेकिन यदि आप कृष्ण भक्त है और आपके बच्चे को कृष्ण भक्ति दे सकते हो तो क्यों केवल दो होगा और ज्यादा होना चाहिए. अगर भक्त हो तो पांच छ सात आठ दस बीस बहुत हो सकते. अगर राक्षस हो तो जन्म नहीं लेना चाहिए. लेकिन कृष्ण भक्तों से राक्षस नहीं आते. कभी कभी असुरों से भक्त आते. प्रसिद्ध उदाहरण है प्रहलाद महाराज. प्रहलादस छास्मि दैत्यानम. लेकिन भक्तों से असुर की उत्पत्ति नहीं होती. ब्रह्मा जी है प्रजापति. ब्रह्मा जी है भक्त और उनसे आदित्य और दैत्य दानव सब आते हैं परंपरा के द्वारा. तो वो स्पेशल केस है. ब्रह्मा जी से सब सत असत सब कुछ जो है जगत में सब कुछ सृष्ट होते हैं ब्रह्मा जी के द्वारा. सामान्यतः मानव समाज में सत पिता माता से सत संतान आते हैं. महाराज आमी की भावे गुरुदेव के प्रसन्न करता पार्ब दास अनुदास मुंडू. तो गुरु थे जिज्ञेस करो किंतु गुरु की जन्म शिष्य भाग ग्रहण कर की जन्म. मैं हिंदी में कहूंगा क्योंकि सब लोग तो बांग्ला थांग्ला नहीं जानते. तो कैसे मैं गुरुदेव को प्रसन्न कर सकता हूं? तो आप विचार कीजिए. गुरु जो सदगुरु है तो किसलिए शिष्य का भाग ग्रहण करते. जैसे मतलब गुरु गुरु होते गुरु परंपरा से और ज्ञान मिलते हैं. ज्ञान का मतलब भक्ति तत्व ज्ञान मिलते हैं उनका गुरु से। और परंपरा में गुरु से परंपरा में से गुरु से यही आज्ञा भी मिलते हैं। तो जारे देखो तारे कहो कृष्ण उपदेश अमर आज्ञाए गुरु होया तारो ए देश। तो गुरु का आज्ञा है तो जो मुझ से मिला अन्यों को दे दो। तो गुरु की इच्छा है कि आप उनका सभी आदेश उपदेश लेके सब कुछ पालन करके शुद्ध भक्त होंगे। तो गुरु प्रसन्न होंगे यदि आप शुद्ध भक्त हो। और कैसे शुद्ध भक्त होंगे? गुरु की कृपा से। तो हमारा प्रयास होना चाहिए भक्ति में। कैसे? अन्याभिलाषिता शून्यम ज्ञान कर्माद्यनावृतम आनुकूल्येन कृष्णानुशीलनम भक्तिरुत्तम। तो इस उत्तमा भक्ति अन्य अभिलाष शून्य भक्ति के लिए प्रयास करना चाहिए। तो इस 5 मिनट के पहले बाला कि आप सब गृहस्थी हो तो ज़्यादा बच्चे होना चाहिए कृष्ण भक्त। तो ये दो वाक्य विरोधी वाक्य नहीं। तो कृष्ण भक्त यदि भक्तिविनोद ठाकुर जैसे हैं तो गृहस्थी होने के पर और बहुत संतान होने के पर भक्तिविनोद ठाकुर के 13 संतान थे। $100 जरमाना। Now he's running away. $100
Probably somebody else's mobile.
No excuse. And don't subtract it from the deduction. तो भक्तिविनोद ठाकुर शुद्ध भक्त थे और उनकी पत्नी भगवती देवी वे भी शुद्ध भक्त थी और उनकी संतान उत्पत्ति साधारण मनुष्यों जैसे भौतिक कामना से प्रेरित जाए उस प्रकार नहीं। तो शुद्ध भक्ति करो अन्याभिलाषिता शून्य। जीवन का केंद्र बिंदु कृष्ण होना चाहिए। और भी प्रश्न है। I think I need in most of the songs, Vaishnava songs, the acharyas uses the word bhai, brother. Does it address the mind or fellow beings? Prashna hoche je Gauriya kirtane bhai shabda onek ache jahara prasade bhai. तो एर अर्थ की भाई माने ब्रात। किंतु हमारे मुझे जरा अनुवाद करे इंग्रेजी से और एक बार अनुवाद करे से यही प्रसंगे भाई का अर्थ हे मन। आपने की बुझे भाई शब्द bhai shabda shune jahara prasade bhai apnara ki bujhe mon na bhrata mane shobai ke sorry I should speak in I guess the question's in English. It means we're sharing with others also. It's preaching also. But sharing, it's not like preaching that you're all rascals. Not like that. But sharing that me and you, I'm in the same position as you. Sharing realization. That's how I understand it. So it means like that, brother. Adhara ki bhujan, bhai shune, jahara prasade bhai, mon nije mon, na anabhaktara. Anabhaktara. Tai ami bhuji. During office hours, how do we purify ourselves when we are forced to answer nature's call? Well, you can wash your hands. I mean, full. Lagu shank and dirga shank. You know what this means? If you have to pass stool, you can take it. In the offices, they don't have showers for the... No? Then say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What can you do? And pull your right ear. If you like, you can pull your right ear also. Just touch it. That's an old... You know this system? Touch your right ear and say Om. In Shastra it said that you can become purified by holding your right ear and saying Om. So you can hold your right ear and say Hare Krishna. If you can't do anything else. While preaching, how should we handle other renowned religious organizations like Ramakrishna Mission Society? Their teachings and principles are right from their part. I mean, in other words, their followers consider it to be correct. How should we handle other renowned religious organizations? Well, Prabhupada said about, what's that mutt they have? Dakinesha mutt in Calcutta. Yeah. Someone was telling him about that and he said, our devotees come from all over the world. But they don't go anywhere near that someone mentioned it to him, they don't go anywhere near that Dakineshwar Mutt, not even to pass urine. So I suggest just don't have anything to do with it. You can just say it's... I would just say that we can't have faith in any organization that promotes, that allows meat eating. Even for its sannyasis. In South India, their sannyasis don't eat meat, but in Calcutta they do. I just say like that. It was founded by a meat eater. Vivekananda was recommending, don't be a vegetarian. So you can say like that. If you don't want, I can tell you, I mean, lots of things. But if you don't want to get into a big scene with them, then you can just say that. This Vivekananda said, it doesn't matter what you eat; it's a matter of your consciousness. Although in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that what you eat is very much connected with your consciousness. But you can say like that. There are so many faults. Ramakrishna Mission in particular. Jato mat tato pat. Krishna says, mam ekam sharanam. And they say exactly the opposite. So there are so many. So many organizations. So if you find anyone who's actually serious to discuss religious principles, then you can do so. You can tell the four religious principles are what? Four basic principles of religion. Or what? Mercy, truthfulness, cleanliness,
austerity.
And these are destroyed by meat eating, gambling. So you can point this out. It doesn't matter which group they may belong to, but these are, in human society, these are the basic principles of religion. And they're destroyed by sinful activity. So we can't accept any. I mean, if anyone's actually sincere, then they should understand these points. In Australia, Srila Prabhupada was addressing some Christians who were appreciating what Prabhupada was saying. So he said, we can cooperate with the Christians. If you stop eating meat, you can chant the name of Christ. But with Christians, Prabhupada always emphasized. He didn't discuss very much about philosophy, this, that, so many things. He just emphasized, you don't speak of anything. First you stop eating meat. He was very strong on that point. You read Srila Prabhupada's books. That science of self-realization, you'll get so many things. I'm always stressing, read Prabhupada's books. Read the book. I mean, we're talking about guru. Guru means jnana data. It's not just a matter of, you know, touching someone on the head and smiling at them. But you should. Satyanu sandhana sandhitsu. This is a term coined by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. One should be very eager to find out the truth. This is the qualification of a genuine disciple. So Srila Prabhupada has kindly given in his books, and I can simply point, read those books. Read, and of course, reading is not all in all, but it is very important. In Malaysia once, someone who came and joined the temple, he only wanted to read. He read so much of Prabhupada's books. But he had no service attitude. Only reading, only reading, only reading. So he didn't advance in bhakti. Whereas Jayananda, very dear disciple of Prabhupada, he didn't do much reading at all, but he did so much service, all the time service. Even if he came, mostly he didn't even come to listen to Prabhupada. He would be cooking, or for all that, someone has to cook. But even if he did come, he'd just fall asleep as soon as he sat down. And he was maybe the only person Prabhupada didn't chastise for sleeping in front of him, because he knew Jayananda is so dedicated. So we're not recommending that, oh, I'll just do service and no reading. A balanced program is required. But reading is very important. It makes a lot of difference. Yeah, you wrote to me, huh? Lalit Krishna. I was insisting you read, otherwise don't take initiation. So then he started reading, and oh, what a difference. He wrote to me, and it's like another dimension of our Krishna consciousness. So please read. You'll get all the answers by service attitude, study. So many times our devotees in the 1960s and 70s, they'd be preaching. That time there were hardly any books. Prabhupada hadn't written many books at that time. They'd go preaching, and they'd go in universities, and they'd answer all the questions and defeat everyone just by faith in the holy name. Prabhupada himself said, "I'm not a scientist. I haven't studied all these different philosophies, but because I have faith in Yasya Deve Parabhakti Yata Deve Tata Guru Tasyaite Katitahi Arta Prakashante Mahatma." One who has faith in Bhagavan and Guru, then all the imports of Shastra are revealed. So, I mean, asking how should you deal with all these groups? I mean, you want to, am I supposed to sit here and give, you know, an exposition of the philosophy of every single Hindu and non-Hindu group, and then then debunk them one by one? That's not possible. It's not possible for us to understand, to study so many philosophies. Another thing is, many of these people, they don't even know what the philosophy of their group is, if they have any philosophy. So, it's a very aphilosophical age. It's the age of non-philosophy. Practically speaking, these modern gurus, these popular gurus in India, they don't have any philosophy. The big guru in the English, among the English speaking sector, is some, oh, I don't like to say his name. It's the same name as some famous sitarist. Shaviranka, you said back to front. So it just shows how superficial people are, that anyone could be attracted to him. Because he has nothing of any substance whatsoever to say. In the Hindi-speaking world, at the top of the guru ratings at the moment, in the big guru competition, is some, what's that name? Ram Nirasa, something like that. Something like that. Nirasa Ram, something like that. So, I mean, at least... I mean, he has something substantial for the body. He has some Ayurveda and this and that. But for the soul, nothing. They're called guru. Of course, Ravi Shankar, while accepting... Sorry, I didn't mean to say his name. I don't hate him. I just hate the sins that he... all the nonsense that he propagates. While saying, "I'm not a guru," he's quite happy to collect crores of rupees in dakshina. Not only dakshina, but charges a lot of money for everything. If you have any contact with this, it's like you go to a doctor, you know. Even if it's going to be at least 100, you know, at least 100 rupees, even if he tells you there's nothing wrong with you. Even if he doesn't have time to see you, his glance has the effect of taking 100 rupees out of your pocket and putting it in his. So it's like that. I mean, he says, "I'm not a guru," but he's in the guru business. He's probably the richest. So anyway, the point I'm making is these are all. The guru means heavy, but they're all laghu, they're all halka. They don't have anything. So I wouldn't worry too much about what they say. If you concentrate on what is satyam, instead of studying too much the mithya, study satyam, Krishna, Bhagavad Gita. Then those who are sincere, they will appreciate. And those who are already committed to some group, then it's unusual that they come out of that. Years ago, when ISKCON Dubai was your apartment, which is now Nandu's apartment. There was one lady coming who was addicted to some baba. You remember that? You were telling me not to say anything. Yes, you were telling me not to say anything, so with, you know, and she had some kind of, anyway, direct.
You're talking about either the Panikars or you're talking about the case where you went to Abu Dhabi or something for a program?
No, that was Sharjah, and that was something else. That was terrible. You know, nice Sri Vaishnav background and worshipping Sai Baba. Very, very disappointing. No, there was some lady, but she came out of that.
The Panikar. Gopal Panikar and his wife. Cement factory.
So they came out of that and got initiated.
Yeah.
But that's unusual.
Yeah.
There are cases. In England, there was my godbrother, Kripa Moy, who recently got cancer. I met him just recently. He got cancer. He was operated. And I asked him what was his realization after being operated for on the verge, you know. It's Chaitanya Anand, he had cancer. He went back to Godhead. So I asked Kripa Moy Prabhu, what was your realization? He said, no more lust. When you're eyeball to eyeball with death, then you realize the insignificance of lust. Anyway, in 1976 or 7, something like this, he was distributing Srila Prabhupada's books on the streets of London, and someone came and harassed him, a Christian, so he couldn't sell any books. So he thought, anyway, I'm close to the temple, let me go back, take some lunch, and this way I'll get rid of this fellow, and then I'll go back again afterwards. It's lunchtime. So this man who was harassing him, harassed him right up to the door of the temple. He opened the door, Kripa Moy Prabhu opened the door of the temple, walked in the temple, the man came right inside the temple and went on harassing him also. This is all the devil. You're going to go burn in hell, fire and brimstone, hallelujah, all this kind of stuff. Then Prabhu Vishnu Das Brahmachari, who's been sannyasi since 1979, at that time he was the brahmachari, he was the town president. He saw this. He looked at him and said, stop! You know, the guy was just shouting like a madman. He said, stop! And he was just shocked, and he stopped and he was quiet. He said, what's your problem? So then he started talking all his Christians and Prabhupada said, come here, sit down. He brought him a plate of bread. Take that, eat that. And then he started preaching to him Krishna consciousness. And after a couple of hours, he was ready to join the temple, which he did. But he said, I'm 40 years old. I'm married with wife and children. I'm a butcher. What should I do? In those days, we used to preach, just leave everything, come and join. So he did. He had
still wrong?
Yeah, he's still a devotee. He went back to his wife eventually, but he continued practicing. He had difficulty. He joined, but then he would go out every so often and come back with the smell of tobacco. That was another thing. He was smoking 40 cigarettes a day. So it was a little difficult for him to join. But he did. He was initiated by Srila Prabhupada. He's my good friend. So it is possible that people can change, but in general, it's tough if they're addicted to some organization. Okay, looks like it's time to go chant Hare Krishna and be happy. That's the moral of the story today and every day. You have some prasad to give everyone? A little prasad. Oh.